Hi, this is Eva Cox, and this is the latest broadcast for trying to achieve a truly civil society. And it's been a very difficult week in some ways because we've been trying to work out what's happening because of the disease, because of the pandemic. And it's been sort of somehow the weird. There's been this feeling, I think, for the last few weeks that we've somehow been trapped in a film site about a sort of future dystopian picture of the world, except it really looks like our place, apart from the fact that we're not allowed to go anywhere and being timed on this and timed on that. But they're beginning to start talking about what's happening next, and we've got a few things like I'm going to be able to go and have a coffee sitting down at my coffee shop on Friday because I live in New South Wales. Very exciting. But what's been worrying me seriously is a discussion about what's going to happen afterwards. There's a lot of panicking around whether or not, if we actually cut down on some of the keeping us apart type stuff that's happening at the moment, that we are going to get too close together, that we are going to have another revival of the actual fever and the virus and the various other things. But the thing that's really scaring me is, in a sense, the view of the government and also the view of most of the experts who are saying, we're going to get back to normal. At least they've stopped saying that. We're going to snap back, they said originally. That meant somehow or other, you'd push the switch and we'd be just where we were in 3 months' time, or 6 months' time, they suggested, and we just go on as normal, which ignores the fact that large numbers of people have lost their jobs, large number of businesses seem to have closed down, and nobody seems to quite know whether or not the virus is gone or whether it's lurking and about to come up again. So that's creating some anxieties. But what really worries me is the sort of solutions that they're trying to actually put up. The idea is that we are actually going to somehow or other be in a situation where we're going to be part of something that was just very much like it was before. They're all talking about fixing the economy. But a lot of what's happened over the last few weeks and what will continue to happen presumably over the next few weeks are social changes. We're not allowed to talk to people up close. We're not allowed to go and be part of mass entertainment. We have deep and meaningful debates about the role of the arts and the fact that just about everybody who is involved in any sort of performance is now unemployed. We've had discussions about what's going to happen to the people who can't find jobs. There's a lot of discussion going on about a future which is not going to be the same future we've had in the past. And yet all of the people are talking about economics. What we've got to do is find more jobs. What we've got to do is remove the fact that we've stopped persecuting people that can't find jobs, because there obviously aren't any out there, and we've got to get back to persecuting them again if they're on any form of payment. And then shock horror, me and a few other people have suggested the idea maybe we need a universal payment so that we don't have to have all this totally messy social security system, which seems to spend more time and more money on administering bad programs than it does on providing people with some sort of financial security. But other people say, everybody's got to have a job. But we're moving into a future where we mightn't have as many jobs as we've got now. We've got to stop stuffing up the environment for a start. And everybody's commenting on the fact we've now got clear air and clear beaches and clearer rivers. So environmental stuff stops when you start trying to have too much production. So maybe we just need to think about the fact that growth of the economy is not the only way of trying to fix things. What if we fix things by actually validating the unpaid work that people are doing now, taking care of their neighbours? They during the fire stuff, when they went and put out fires, where we had lots of volunteer firemen and firewomen. And even the times that we spend now, and we have always spent, doing things voluntarily, doing things for nothing, being part of the community and taking care of other people. I think we need to start talking about the social. We need to talk about the society we want, not the economy we want, when all of this staying apart is finished. Yes, we need paid jobs for people. Yes, people need incomes. Yes, we want to get back to a society where people can feel valued. But there's more ways of feeling valued than having a paid job. You don't feel that you're actually really good at it anyhow. So what's wrong with validating the idea that we should do unpaid work? The people should be grateful to us because we do unpaid work. So we need a social dividend. Have a think.